Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4:6. We've established now that there's a difference between a vineyard and individual vines with regard to how far the distance must be between those vines and some grains or greens. We said once it's a kerem, a vineyard, then the distance is 4 amos from those trunks. If it's not a legal kerem, then it's just 6 tefachim. So we said, now what defines a kerem? So far we've said that it needs to have at least 5 vines, and we saw according to Beis Shammai, a single row of 5 vines is sufficient. According to Beis Hillel, you need to have 2 rows of 5 vines. Now, if you try to draw a picture, you'll see there's no real symmetrical way to draw 5 tree trunks amongst 2 lines, because of course you need to have 2 in one and 3 in the other. So now the Mishnah is going to explain the formation of these vines to constitute a kerem, and not just anything will do. According to the Bar Tanora, there are many pshatim here. I'm going to stick to the Bar Tanora just to keep things really simple here. It's really less is more. So according to Bar Tanora, the formation that's required is that there's 4 vines in 2 rows, and in each of those 2 rows, those vines must be parallel one to the other. That is to say, if you look at the 4 trunks, they form a rectangle. They're the 4 vertices, the 4 corners of a rectangle, right? Because imagine like, you know, 2 rows. On 1 row is A and B vines, and on the 2nd row is C and D vines. And we're saying that A and C have to be exactly lined up, the same way that B and D are exactly lined up, such that you have the 4 vines forming a rectangle. It doesn't need to be a square, because the spacing between A and B can be larger or shorter than between A and C. But it can't be like a parallelogram or a trapezoid, where you have if you drew the quadrilateral, the 4 sides connected like the dots of these 4 vines, they wouldn't form right angles. That's essential, that they're exactly opposite one to the other. So that's the first 4. And the 5th one can be anywhere on the line, meaning if it's the 5th one is in the AB line, then it could be just, you know, somewhere next to B or next to A. And if it's on the CD line, somewhere next to C or D, so then it forms, so to speak, the 4 ABCD make a rectangle, and there's a 5th that comes in the line of the AB line or the CD line. So that is what the Mishnah says here, and that's the Bar Tanura's understanding of the Mishnah, and we're going to stick to it. So Hanotea Shtayim Keneged Shtayim. If you plant 2 opposite 2, that is to say each row has 2, again, I think the best way to imagine it, and I hope it's true, is that the Mishnah is assuming that the grapevines are planted as grapes are planted, which is essentially you set up like a metal wire, let's say, between 2 poles, and that is what you'll train the grapevines on. So you'll plant 2 trees, grape trees, beneath that metal wire. And when they grow, you'll train the vines that come off each of those 2 tree trunks on the metal wire, something like that. So we're saying that there's 2 rows, meaning 2 metal wires running across, and then AB is on the 1st, CD is on the 2nd, and A and C are exactly lined up, and B and D are exactly lined up, such that they form amongst them a nice rectangle. And then the last one, E, can be anywhere in either one of those two lines, provided it's not too far away. We'll get back to the spacing in the next Mishnah, yes. Okay, so Hanotei Shtayim Keneged Shtayim. If you plant 2 parallel to 2, that means A and C exactly lined up with B and D. So then Va'achatz Yotza'a Zanav, and 1 more, meaning the 5th one, E, comes out, so to speak, like a tail, meaning it's just, you know, on the dangling on the end there. Harei Zeh Kerem. That is the definition, the minimum definition of a kerem. Meaning that Shtayim Keneged Shtayim Va'achatz Beintayim. If you have A, B, C, D lined up as they should be, you know, making a nice rectangle, but the 5th one isn't on the line, isn't on the A, B line or the C, D line. Instead, it kind of comes out in the middle, making like a pentagon shape, you know, like if you sort of speak like a house, if you know what I mean, shape, outline of a house. So meaning that it's in the middle, for argument's sake, it's not on either of the 2 lines. So then, no good. That's no good. shtayim keneged shtayim, or you have your rectangle of the first four, but v'achas be'emtza, the fifth one's in the middle. Imagine like, you know, on a die, the number five. So you have the four corners, but then the fifth one is in the middle. The bein time was outside of the rectangle, and the emtza is inside the rectangle. In both those cases, eino kerem, that doesn't work. Ad shiyu shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotza zanav. It has to be specifically two parallel to the other two, which is why I'm saying it's specifically and only a rectangle and not a parallelogram, etc. V'achas yotza zanav. The fifth one just, you know, goes somewhere on that line, not off the line, either line AB or line CD.